Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishmesu Nevi'im HaRishonim, when the first Nevi'im died, when they died out, when that generation died out, Butlu Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim ceased to exist, and there was no longer the ability to use the Urim V'tumim, which was in the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. B'shachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batal HaShamir, the Shamir worm, which was a worm that was used to cut the stones that was used for the Beis HaMikdash, that was no longer around. It was abolished. It ceased. V'naifes tzufim, and a special honey called naifes tzufim, which was a special honey from a place called tzufim, that also ceased to exist. Pasku anshi emuna, people of faith had stopped. They were no longer around, and people, instead of believing in Hashem, believed in their own koichi v'aitzim yadi, their own powers. Shneimar, because it says ashi Hashem ki gamar chasid. It says, "Help Hashem, for the devout, the chassid, is no longer around." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, "Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein by Klol, there is no day where there is no curse. La Yarad Hatal Lebracha. Also, there the dew does not come down with a blessing; it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Venital Tam Aperes, and the flavor of fruits has been removed as well." Even the fatness of the fruits had been removed, and some explain this means that the nutritional value has also ceased to exist. Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, Hatahara Nutla Es Hatam Ves Hareach. Purity removed the flavor and the aroma. So what this means is that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, people would always eat all their food b'tahara, even though they weren't required to, only for kachim, but people still instituted making sure that they ate things b'tahara even for regular food. And at the time that stopped, when they stopped eating things b'tahara, conducting themselves in a matter of tahara even for regular foods, again, that was a yurida of the generation, and that yurida caused the quality of the fruit to change, and therefore fruits no longer had the same taste, they no longer had the same aroma. A maisres, and when people stop giving maiser, nutlu es shayman hadagan, the fatness or the quality, the richness of the grain also ceased to exist. The chachamim say haznus v'ha'kish of him, znus promiscuity and sorcery, kilu esakel, they destroyed everything. So when the generation started to engage in these kinds of activities, they started to engage in znus, they started to engage in sorcery. Those things brought the downfall and annihilated their very lives that they had been used to.